The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss global partnership strategies. Joining us is Paul Rupert, who is the founder of Global Point View Limited, which is a strategy and solutions consultancy focused on market entry, revenue growth, product innovation, digital engagement, acquisition thesis, corporate alignment, and integration planning. Yesterday, Paul and I talked about game-changing global partnerships for startups, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about Paul's insights on cross-border partnerships. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Paul Rupert, the founder of Global Point View Limited. Paul, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Hey, Ben. Great to be here again. Thanks very much.
Excited to have you back on the show and continue our conversation. Yesterday, we were talking about partnerships and how they can be useful for startups and some of the ways which you can use partnerships as a marketing channel. And my key takeaway was, what was your saying? If you want to know, you must go.
Yes, if you want to know, you've got to go.
If you're in a rut, get off your butt.
There we go.
That is my paraphrasing. But partnerships can be an incredibly powerful tool, and often they are less technology-driven, more personal relationships. Talk to me about some of the insights you've garnered from cross-border partnerships. How are they effective, and how do they compare to some of our more digital-related marketing channels?
Well, here again, to continuing on with the theme that I mentioned in our first conversation, I think that the human element is really paramount in these kind of engagements. Perhaps if you are in a mobile commerce scenario or trying to sell something that's consumer related, it might be very easy. But when you start getting into such things that have strategic impact on failure, which is the space that I'm involved in terms of telecommunications, it becomes paramount in terms of having an understanding as well as aligning yourself with the right people. It may not be what you know, but it may be very important for people to know who you know, especially as you start looking for international distributors, if that's the way you're going to leverage your channel, who first need to be able to share your vision, and second, be able to navigate the local markets that they're going to be able to open up for you. The other aspect to all this that we've touched upon is having an understanding of the cultural nuances, not only in terms of just exporting, let's say changing the shrink wrap on your product or service, but also being able to tailor to the market that you want to be able to enter in, whether you want to call it localizing, to be able to go globalizing. But that becomes an essential element of how you be able to consider and then engage in a marketing campaign and distribution campaign, a selling campaign within that country or within that region of the world, or hopefully globally. And there are distinct differences on all three levels.
When we think about global partnerships, obviously having a product that can span across borders gives you a larger addressable market, bigger opportunity, potentially more clients, more customers, more revenue, dot, 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 take it from there. It can also be a tremendous distraction, right? If your business is not set up to be able to operate globally, then sometimes it's better to just focus locally. How do you think about figuring out whether global partnerships are the right strategies or whether you should focus within your borders?
Well, here again, we are spoiled with a plethora of opportunities and scale by starting businesses or operating businesses in the United States versus other parts of the world. And I mean that in the context, again, from my own experience in telecommunications, but in many, many other elements of our robust economy, you don't really need to go international at the beginning sometimes. Now, the reality of where I was involved in, again, with telecommunications, it was paramount for us to have international connectivity. That's why we had that perspective of going global from the start. So that's the first thing. Have an understanding of what the scale and scope of your market is. But if you really want to be able to escalate and raise your horizon, I and others believe that it becomes much more accretive in terms of whatever objective you might have, whether you want to go to an IPO from a startup perspective eventually, or have that impact of international opportunities have a broader revenue stream in terms of diversifying your revenue stream and broadening the aperture of your market so that you have a bigger pond to play in. Now, your point earlier as to the complexities of international capabilities and international business, yes, no question about it. We talked about cultural nuances a little earlier. Beyond the nuances, you also have an understanding of the prioritization of compliance. So you're ahead of whatever the international trade regulations of your home market is, let's say in the United States, but also the types of standards to ensure seamless market entry and operations into other countries around the world, other regions around the world, and then globally. To do that, I argue that you can't really have the same people who are doing domestic sales or domestic marketing expansion who are also doing global market expansion because of both the nuance and the direct differences between the two. So you need to be able to have somebody who's just focused on the global elements and those complexities and the differences and the similarities. And so you take advantage of them. That was my experience in building out this business. In many cases, I was actually brought into domestic sales calls because the domestic operators really hadn't had, at that stage, a full understanding of the international potential of interconnectivity and interoperability of text messaging. So I started talking about avenues and horizons that they had never considered, which translate into more revenues for Verizon, if you will, specifically. And that's how they realized, yeah, we need to be doing this as well, which then fortified and validated our expansion and our approach. So you can't really simplify it. You really need to have an understanding of the complexities, in my view.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from "I think" to "I know"? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. As you think about cultivating a rich partnership pipeline that is global, what are some of the tools or resources that you rely on? Obviously, you want to get to somebody in person, so your United Frequent Flyer Miles account is critical. But what are some of the technology solutions you're using to cultivate and manage those relationships?
Well, today, the obvious one is Salesforce in terms of being able to manage these types of initiatives and these types of opportunities. Digitally, there are many different types of customer relationship management initiatives, various types of sales, APIs like Salesforce. back in the day when I was doing that, Salesforce didn't exist, so we used spreadsheets. But it really speaks to beyond just the technology aspect, which fosters the communication. You have to have a clear understanding and a demarcation of the lines in terms of who you're going to be approaching on your own, in terms of the each of the partners that you might have, who you're going to be approaching collectively with that partner, or who you're going to be allowing the partner to go after individually. These kind of nuances are really important so that everybody has a clear understanding of what the path is, the directions that we have, and how there might be mutual utility in approaching them directly together or indirectly individually, if you will.
Last question I'm going to have for you today. Talk to me about some of the marketing efforts that go into cultivating partnerships.
Well, when you start talking about the international opportunity, I think the end phase of this chain of activity that we've been talking about today is educating your market. And oftentimes, you are involved in new markets where you want to be able to tap into unarticulated demand, as Steve Jobs used to talk about it. Again, from my experience, we were offering opportunities in Europe for those European operators to be able to send text messages to recipients and inside networks that didn't have traditional GSM-based SMS. So we were enabling that for them. And in many cases, there was initial skepticism as to whether that was technically feasible. But we had to educate the market through a number of different realms, whether it was direct marketing inside these various countries or start looking at opportunities where we were in front of large audiences back in the day when we had large telecommunications conferences and things of that nature. Today, I'd be utilizing everything from Sales Navigator inside LinkedIn to direct contacts with potential buyers. And even beyond that, in the context of my clients, which include many enterprises such as Facebook, as well as Western Union, MasterCard, etc., how they can best leverage messaging technology to engage and communicate with their customers using a variety of different telecommunications well beyond messaging, whether it's voice, whether it's video, whether it's SMS, whether it's data, et cetera, the entire array of telecommunications, and how you can integrate those platforms and then elevate the experience with your customer. So any point of contact that I might be able to leverage to educate the market and provide a better understanding of what this technology can do and the potential for its use, we would pursue that as one of those arrows in the quiver.
At the end of the day, there's always a connection between all of our marketing channels. When you're going out and doing an effective job marketing, it lowers your cost per acquisition. Awareness is going to improve your ability to not only meet your customers, it's also going to help you sign your partnerships. And even if you're going to meet your customers in person, it still helps to do your digital activities in advance. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Paul Rupert, the founder of Global Point View Limited, for joining us. If you'd like to hear more from Paul, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter, where his handle is Paul R. Rupert, or you could visit his company's website, which is gpvltd.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MarTechPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJSHAP. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.